Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Everybody standing at the garden. That's it. We're going to a game six.
This team resembles the city.
Brunson plays all 48.
Jalen Brunson, right, baby? Last night, that was a statement game.
It's tough. It's physical. It's in your face. And they did that last night.
And the garden rocking tonight.
And they did it in front of their home crowd. And there's something to be said about that. Let's go. One in Miami. Come back game seven at the garden.
This DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN.
And here we are, 9 o'clock hour, going to Miami. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock pregame, you're home for the Knicks, 98.7 ESPN. We've talked about it a lot. We'll continue the conversation, 1-800-919-3776. So kind of some keys from this game last night. First of all, and it can't be overstated, Rick, Jalen Brunson was phenomenal.
Yep.
Absolutely phenomenal. He carried this team. He willed this team. It felt like this game was getting, I don't know, somewhat out of reach early, and they had that big run late first quarter, early second quarter, and it all changed there.
Yeah, it all changed. I mean, in some adversity to start. I mean, you mentioned it, and at 14 points in the first quarter, I mean, they 6 of 20, 7 turnovers. I mean, having more turnovers than made baskets isn't what you want, especially when, you know, points off of turnovers has been an issue for them. Josh Hart being in foul trouble, it seemed like all the whistles were going Miami's way. And then for them to bounce back the way that they bounced back in that, I mean, the Heat went on a 16-4 run to end the first quarter. And it was like, I mean, Garden was, it sucked the life right out of the Garden. And then all of a sudden, second quarter, Randall on the bench because he, I mean, no, was not great to start. Obi Toppin has that big alley-oop dunk. Place goes wild, and they go on an 18-2 run with Randall on the bench.
Right. And I thought that was key, too. You know what? I mean, it was obvious that there was, you say what you want, the eye, whatever it was, Randall was, he was not great early on in that game. And
I think it's pressure, too, man. Listen to some of, like, he always talks about his mentals, but even during the broadcast, Ian Eagle was talking about seeing him before the game and, like, doing his deep breathing and his meditation. And maybe some of it's the pressure.
Maybe, but that's not great.
No, it's not great. I mean, but it's the reality sometimes of sports is that big moments like that. I mean, certain guys, like I play with guys who used to puke before games because they had so much anxiety and so much nervous energy.
There's a lot of reason for that. I mean, listen, there's a lot of stress when it comes to that game. Your whole season was on the line last night. And again, I don't know what happens tomorrow night. Hopefully they come out and they find a way and they fight and they win that game. But at the bare minimum, and I really stand by this, I think last night was hugely important for them. You don't want to lose that game at home. You don't, in front of your home crowd with the season you've had, you don't want to go out like a lamb. You want to go out there and you want to fight, and they did it, and I'm proud of them for that.
Yeah, you want to be who you've been all season long. You've been a team that prides itself on resiliency and toughness. And right now, I mean, Miami kind of snatched that from you. Like they're a better version of you. They're what you're trying to be. And hopefully it's just some experience here along the way that gets you to that point. But, I mean, they fought back like we mentioned. I mean, even Julius Randle did miss a shot in the second half. I thought the three he made to end the first half was probably huge for his confidence moving forward.
Well, I thought it was huge for the team, right? Because you were down double digits and you had a three-point lead at halftime without playing a great half. That's they had to feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, but you almost got caught on that long pass, too, to Bam.
With
he makes a three.
If they would have thrown a ball the length of the court.
They did. He missed a layup.
I know, but can I finish a sentence?
Yep.
And miss and make a layup with, I think it was 0.6 seconds to go, would have been incredibly embarrassing.
Yeah, that was one of those moments where I stood up and I was infuriated, but he didn't. So I didn't have to break my television at that point. And then they came out in the third quarter. and went on that 21-5 run. You mentioned a couple of the plays that were big down the stretch. Mitchell Robinson, do give him tons of credit for coming through when they went with the hack of Mitch. And then that Grimes steal on Butler was, I mean, the definition of heart, toughness, everything that you want to see from your players in the playoffs. And the Hartenstein put back on RJ miss, give RJ credit because he actually took it hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then Julius Randle stealing the ball from Lowry, just snatching it right from him to ice the game.
Yeah, Knicks played well down the stretch, which is the second time in the series they've done that. The other three, well, I mean, game three was a bloodbath. They had no chance in that
game.
And
they shot, I mean, and when you look at what they did from three compared to the games that they lost, I mean, 38% from three is not bad.
It's not, especially because what was Miami in the first three quarters from three, do you know?
Not good.
They were like two for 12. Like, they were horrendous from three.
Yeah, Duncan Robinson eventually started to get loose a little bit, but in the second half, they were 10 of 24, so they shot 42% in the second half.
But for the first 30 minutes, they were horrendous.
Yeah, they couldn't make a So first half, they were 3 and 19, and then in the third quarter, they were 5 of 12.
Yeah, it started to get better. And then the fourth quarter, they shot well, and it got dicey. Could you imagine? And thank God they didn't. If the Knicks would have lost that game, after having a huge lead at home.
No, but I think every Knicks fan watching it was like, oh, no.
Yeah, I think I was.
I know I was.
Yeah.
They found a way. And does that mean, you know, this is going to be a team that rolls into Miami and wins? I don't know, but I think there's probably a lot of guys in that locker room that feel now like there's a real chance for them to bring this thing back to Madison Square Garden,
which would be electric.
The season to be over.
I'll tell you what. If I can, they play Monday night, I'll be there.
You know what I really like about this whole thing and some of the stories I was reading about this was apparently like how much frustration and anger there was after Game 4.
Good, there should have been. Those two games in Miami were really bad.
So at least you know they care. Like they care, and they came out and showed you that they care, which is important.
I think that's huge. I can't understate or overstate how important what they did last night was. If you go out there and you get beaten up and you lose that game, you have such a sour taste in your mouth. Not that the season wasn't a success. Not that you're not excited to have Brunson and some other pieces. But to go out last night and to lose that game would have been so disappointing.
Hey, you want to see what they're made of, though. I mean, you're not going to. It's not like this team is going to be. I mean, could it be different? Yeah. I mean, yeah, it could be different next year. But there's going to be a lot of the same guys. And you want to see, like, as we move forward, you know, what are we made out of? Because I know before the series started, I think we were both guilty of this, is we didn't give Miami enough credit, and I don't think we did a good enough job pointing to the amount of experience that Miami has.
Yeah, I was certainly guilty of not giving them the credit and pointing out the obvious, which is the experience. I completely agree.
Because, I mean, and they had this, they said it last night, of the playoff teams, the Knicks have the least amount of experience of all the playoff teams. So maybe, like, to what we were kind of talking about yesterday, it's just sometimes you don't know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And when you play a team that has the ability or knows because they've been there and done it, team that was in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals last year, they have a level that you just don't have yet.
Showed it last night, though.
Yeah, they did. They rose to the challenge. Jimmy Butler didn't have a great game, and you found a way.
And that's all you're asking for as a fan of this team. 1-800-919-3776. Let's go to Lou in North Brunswick. Good morning, Lou.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Great win last night. Great win. I'm feeling good about it. I think the Knicks are going to play with confidence down in Miami. And, you know, I think we did great. Julius played great. Brunson is the man. If Grimes could just find his shot, I think we'll be all right. And I also, another thing I noticed is we have to play perfect against these guys. Because if we miss a rebound, if we get an offensive rebound, they score. If they get a steal, they score. They hit the three. Like, we have to play perfect basketball against these guys. If not, they take advantage. They're just that good.
Well, I think they're very well schooled. I wouldn't go as far as you have to play perfect basketball. I don't. They're not. They're a terrific unit of five. That's not a great team. Like, you, if the Knicks play well, they can beat them.
Yeah,
have to play
if they
perfect.
Play well. I think the point he's trying to make is like in when you have a team that's as well coached as Miami or any team you play in professional sports, is their calling card usually is as long as we don't beat ourselves, right? Like someone's going to lose the game. Like force the other team to make the mistakes, and we'll take advantage. We're not going to be the team that makes the mistakes. And one of the biggest problems the Knicks have had in the series, they had 18 turnovers last night, and they were minus 24 points in points off of turnovers. That's something that needs to be cleaned up. Does it have to be perfect? No, it's not going to be perfect, but it's got to be better.
Right, but the Knicks didn't play close to perfect last night, and they won that game. They played a good game.
No, they played a good game. I don't know if that was the best. That was not Miami's best game. No,
clearly not. Either. Clearly not. Miami shot dreadfully for quite a while in that one. 1-800-919-3776. Now, this portion of the show, driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast.
Well said.
Thank you. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. Kevin in Roselle Park. Good morning, Kev.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. I just want to thank you guys for making me crack up every morning. It's something great to hear every morning. You know, really happy the Knicks won last night. Really happy we're not having a funeral for them. And, you know, I really think the Jets are going to take the Bills and, you know, beat them up on week one. They took them last year, one game with no quarterbacks. So I really think Rodgers can seal a deal with them this year. And that's pretty much it. You know, let's go Jets. Let's go Knicks. And thank you, guys.
Oh, well, firstly, that's very nice. You're very welcome. People are so excited with the Jets.
I don't know how you couldn't be excited about the Jets. I'm not of the opinion that, you know, last year's results just automatically carry over to this year. But
no, but you're an immensely talented team, and you have potentially still an elite quarterback.
Right, so you should be excited.
You should be very, very excited.
Yeah, but I wouldn't use last year that you beat him without a quarterback as to why you're going to, you know, sweep him two games this year.
No, I completely agree with that. Greg in Piscataway. Hey, Greg, you're next up on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, boys. Hey, Rick, man, don't let these knuckleheads get you. 99% of the people will trade their life for yours in 2 seconds, man.
Thank you, Greg. Greg? It's Dave. Dave beats me down every day, Greg.
Would you say that you're the happiest you've ever been, Rick?
Would I say now I'm the happiest?
Would you say
I've
right
been?
Now you're the happiest you've ever been, or is there a prior time in your life which you were happier?
No, I'm very happy right now.
Okay, good. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that. Greg, what do you have today?
That's all that matters. Hey, so I think that this is the first year in a really, really long time going into the offseason. I mean, we'll see what happens on Friday night. But you can say, like, we're proud going into the offseason of the Knicks and what they did. That moment last night with Quentin Grimes literally gave me chills. Like, I was proud to be a Knicks fan. For years, I've been laughed at. Like, I used to live in D.C. and wear, like, my Knicks gear. People would laugh at me. Like, people would stop and, like, literally laugh at me. So, I mean, I think that the perception of the Knicks is changing around the league. And you can't tell me that another superstar next year or the year after is not going to want to be a part of this. We haven't heard a peep from James Dolan. Nothing. Zero. Like, it's changing. You know, I think that the Knicks are on a good trajectory. And I think that better things are to come.
I think that there's a good chance of that. I'll tell you what, for once, it feels like they're clearly heading in the right direction. Now, are they on the verge of winning big things? I don't think yet, but they're moving in the right direction, which is exciting. And you know what, Rick? We've mentioned this for how many years? They finally have the point guard.
They finally have the point guard, and he is, you want to talk about having a big game in a humongous moment. Jalen Brunson did that for you last night. But, I mean, you're playing a team that should give you hope, I would think. That, I mean, if, you know, you got a good coach, is Tibbs as good as Spo? Probably not, but he's a really good coach. It seems like the players buy in. Jalen Brunson is emerging as a star, right? So, I mean, can he get to that next level? I'm interested to find out. But, I mean, Miami is not a team. I mean, they got Jimmy Butler. Bam's a good player. But it's not one of these teams that has, you know, two superstars.
No, they're good. They take care of their business. They're a good team. They're well coached. They're fundamentally sound, right? They're tough.
The pieces fit right.
Yeah. Like they move the ball beautifully. Yes, they're a good team. They're hardly a great team.
Yeah, right, but they win. I mean, they gave seven in the Eastern Conference Finals last year. So, yeah, I mean, I'm hoping that, and I'm 1,000% on board with you, that how crucially important that win was last night. because this season would have, I mean, it would have been
tough. It wouldn't have been a failure.
No, it would, but it would, you would have been disappointed.
A very disappointing
today
end to the
season. Today would have been a tough day. Today would have been a tough day.
Totally agree. Now, you remember when Nicolette called before?
How could I forget?
And she was not nice to you.
No, she was nasty.
Well, her fiancé is now on the line.
Because I don't get a $1 million check from a team I don't play for.
That was not nice. Joseph in Florida. Good morning, Joseph. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Gentlemen, good morning. I'm sorry. I don't know where to begin here. First of all, longtime listener, and I've always wanted to call, and it took my fiance calling first to drag me into calling. Rick, I got to apologize on her behalf because you were nothing but good to me. Freshman year in college, I came in and shadowed on the Hunt and Humpty show, starting a career in sports media. I've got on to get into the career myself, so I don't know. I got to apologize on her behalf, but I was listening in another room, and I heard her voice, and I was like, oh, goodness, this is going to be fun. So.
So you didn't know she was calling. You were just listening in another room, and you're
no
like,
idea.
Oh, my.
I got to be honest with you, though, Joseph. Joseph, I got to be honest. I appreciate the apology, but I'm not going to lie to you. I was kind of impressed with how she delivered that shot. It was really, I mean, it was special.
And it was a broad shot.
Because I don't get a $1 million check from a team I don't play for.
Oof.
Seamless.
On the one hand, I was like hurting for you. On the other hand, I was like, I made the right choice. And
yeah,
I'm going to this wedding.
Joseph, though, why in the world are you getting married on a football Sunday? Really?
Well, here's the thing. It's not something I wanted to do. Her shot aside, you know, it's expensive in New Jersey on a Saturday. But,
right, but there are non-football Sundays that I'm sure are available.
This is true, but I'm a play-by-play broadcaster, and my slowest month of the year is November, so that was kind of our window, and it was a Sunday. That was our only option. It was either that or the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, which is probably not the most suitable for anybody, so I'll kind of grit my teeth through it. I've been fingers crossed that when the schedule comes out today, the Jets have maybe another Monday night game the following day or a Thursday night game leading up to it, but my brother's my best man, and he's also a diehard Jets fan, and part of his best manly duties for the day are making sure I'm updated on the score if it's during the wedding, the Jets game.
All right. Listen, I'm not going to sign off on it, but it sounds like this
well,
is
some people
the
choose
best
love,
option.
Dave. Some people choose love.
Yeah, but you could have love in May. Joe, will you love her in May?
I'll love her forever.
Exactly. So you're going to love her in May and June and July and August, and there's plenty of Sundays there.
I try, yeah, but that's my busy season. I can't get it.
What do you
up.
Call? What are you the voice of who?
A lot of soccer, NWSL, MLS, and some college sports on ESPN once you get to the fall sports and winter sports season.
Wow, you're big deal.
Look at this.
You're
not
big
yet.
Deal.
I'm getting to your guys' level hopefully one day.
All right, Joe. We will talk to you. Keep us posted on things, all right?
Appreciate you guys. We'll send you out an invite, and we won't put you on a B-list like Rosenberg. We'll send you initial invites if you want.
That's nice. Do you hear what Rosenberg's latest is?
I try not to pay attention.
If RJ can't go because of the baby, that they will now invite Santiago.
Yeah, which is, I mean, it's a joke. Santiago, I would lose all respect for you if you
there's
got
no
sent
way, Ray.
This you went.
I know Ray well, so well, there's no way he goes.
There's no way that what he said is actually going to transpire, and even if he did, that, yeah, I'm not committing to that. That's not happening. I appreciate the thought, but...
He's
not,
no, you don't.
No, he's why? You're second tier? That's what he's calling you.
But I just said that I wouldn't go.
Why
would you appreciate the thought?
Well, what do you want me to say?
Well,
just
let me
say, I'm not going.
Let me define the thought is that you're in the second tier. You're not on the first tier.
He said,
I don't have the relationship with Peter that RJ does.
So then why would you be invited at all?
I don't have the relationship with Peter that either of you do.
So then why in the world would you be potentially be invited to the wedding?
That's why I say I appreciate the thought.
You know what he is? He's a fraud.
How so?
Because why would he swap out? Because you're behind the scenes guys?
I think he's just trying to needle the two of you. That's what it sounds like.
Oh, that's great. So on your wedding day, your goal is to needle supposed friends.
It's working.
Well, he's a bad human being.
No, it's not working. It's to our benefit it's working because now I don't have to give him a gift.
You don't have to give him a gift and don't have to go to that wedding.
You'll give him a gift.
I think
there's zero chance he's getting a gift from
zero.
Me.
Zero.
None.
Zero chance.
Not even a
card.
No. I won't even text him congratulations.
Oh, wow.
What a bad guy.
Yeah.
That's
not a bad guy.
Level.
I had him at my son's bar mitzvah. He went live on IG to show everyone what was happening. I don't even get an invite. terrible.
Not even a thought.
Not even a thought of getting invited. All right. RJ, let's go.
Now.
See ya!
Bang! Touchdown! Rebound score!
The sh** you missed.
All righty. Knicks win. Game 6 tomorrow night down in Miami. 7 o'clock pregame. After the K-Show, opening tip, 7:30. Believe we have a time hammered out for Monday, of which hopefully there is a Game 7. That would be an 8 o'clock start.
Ooh, that's late.
Correct.
Hopefully we get to that point.
I'd like to go to that game. Would you like to go to that game with me, RJ, if we could?
I would love to. Here's where I think we run into a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I think you and I will be viewed of different priority, as we should. You're very important. I think you will have access to things I won't, and I'd be interested to see if you hang with me.
Ty was there yesterday.
You don't think I would hang with you?
No, I think you would, but I think you would be... Certain doors, I think, would be open for you. I think you know which doors I'm talking about.
Congratulations!
Of where the fancy folks hang.
Yeah, but you're one of the fancy folks, RJ. You're crucial.
I'm not, Dave is. We'll see.
No, I would... You know what does it matter to you? I would absolutely go to bat for you to be there. Everywhere I was, I want you.
I wouldn't even blame you, is what I'm telling you.
Oh, stop it.
You've earned that right. So hopefully we get there. You see what the Empire State Building did last night?
What a stupid building.
30 minutes of celebratory orange and blue. That's it. Not a minute longer. 30.
What did they switch over to after they went orange and blue?
I don't know. Whatever was on
the... Like National Vegan Day, they promised they'd go green or something?
Whatever was on the Excel spreadsheet.
Ugh.
We should reserve time.
I feel they disgust me.
We should reserve time.
It's colors. What colors are we going to do?
Fun ones. In the late game, Warriors stay alive. A night of possible eliminations last night all across sports, none of which happened. Warriors stay alive. They beat the Lakers 121-106. Anthony Davis takes an inadvertent shot to the side of his head in the fourth quarter. Does not return late. Darvin Ham, any update?
Good already. So that's just where it's at. That's the status of it right now.
So we'll see. Worth watching moving forward.
Hang on now.
Yeah.
Because Ray is so good, he's done some research. What was the color last night?
According to the Empire State Building, prior to that Knicks tweet, shining red tonight in celebration of National Travel and Tourism Week.
I give up. So the Knicks have the most important win they've had in a decade, but we can only give them half an hour of orange and blue because it's National Travel and Tourism Day.
I love the way they worded this. Sparkling for the next 30 minutes in celebration of the Knicks' victory. Oh, great. Thank you.
I wonder if they get, like, they win the championship. We'll give you an hour.
Well,
the building stinks.
Terrible.
That's where we're at. Suns will try to keep their season alive tonight. They'll do it without Chris Paul, who's still out. DeAndre Ayton also a surprise add to the injury report with a rib contusion.
His feelings?
Well, whatever it is, he's questionable. So,
is he out with feelings?
Not yet. Oh. I guess he could be. Speaking of names, they've tried to get rid of him. He's not happy there. That seems like a move is coming. Julius Randle, All-NBA third team, adding to his All-NBA second team from 2021. Jimmy Butler is on this year's All-NBA second team. The first team, Giannis, Luka, Joel Embiid, SGA, and Jason Tatum.
That'd be a pretty good team.
Yeah, it would. All three teams would be pretty nasty.
Kenny Atkinson, current associate coach with the Warriors, former Net head coach, will interview for the opening with the Bucks. J.J. Redick going to interview with the Raptors. Right off TV.
Really?
First take, yeah.
I find that surprising.
Yeah, busy day. He's going to yell at Stephen A. and then go to Toronto and interview.
He's doing Stephen A.'s soft open now.
I saw that.
When Stephen A. is not here.
Brought Stephen A. to tears. I saw him tweet.
Yeah, who knows if that's real or not.
Wow.
You call Stephen A. fraud?
No. I would say the tears. He's an actor. He does soap operas.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He's a very good actor.
Nice backpedal. Coach K, working once again. New job. NBA special advisor to basketball ops.
He's got to be, what, 75?
Oh, I hate when you do this.
No, why not just relax? I hate it. It's my least favorite thing
you know,
he does.
I won't do it anymore.
Please, don't.
I'll never do it again.
Good.
Okay?
Everyone on the show hates it.
He's 76.
So? I was right there.
You're proving how right you
are. Takes a new job at 76. It's fine. You know what? I won't do it. What else do you not like about me?
So you're 76.
How else do I fail you?
Okay, you're 76 at home eating your Progresso soup and your applesauce.
Right.
And someone picks up the phone and says, hey, Dave, we want you to be a special advisor and we're going to pay you a bunch of money. You say no?
I have more than enough money already in my life.
Yeah.
No.
I actually believe Dave.
No way.
Jets going to open the season on Monday Night Football against Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills at MetLife Stadium.
How old do you think Josh Allen is?
You're just a bad guy.
Yeah.
27? Do you know?
No.
You don't know.
Do you see the video of Josh Allen hitting softballs?
I did, crushing them.
Oh, my God.
He's a huge man.
He's 26. Throwing softballs.
He's 26.
Oh, you're so good.
RJ, do you like this for me? This week one game or no? Be honest. Don't try to hurt. My feelings have already been hurt today by Nicolette. You don't have to protect me.
I do. I'm not prepared to say if you're going to win, though. I like the game.
Well, I don't care if you're but you like do you like that it's
obviously
week one?
Obviously, you like the game. It's a great game.
Well, but is it possible they play well, lose, you still feel okay?
No.
That's kind of
what there's no way. If you do, you're the biggest fraud ever. There's no way Jets go out there, play a good game, lose. You show up next day like, well, at least we played pretty well, guys.
That's what I'm battling right now.
No.
Well, sadly, I think that's where I am at the moment. But we'll see. I like that Rodgers is plugged in, though. Full offseason's good stuff. Kansas City going to begin their Super Bowl defense.
It's a sexy matchup,
isn't
it?
Yeah, drop that gorgeous Detroit on Thursday, September 7th. That's when your NFL season begins. Yankees blow out the A's 11-3. Anthony Volpe, grand slam. Youngest Yankee ever to hit a grand slam at Yankee Stadium. They sweep the A's. Harrison Bader homers again. He's hitting 429.
He almost hit it out, too.
429 this year. Yankees last in the AL East, but they pick up a game on the Rays, who lose to Baltimore yesterday, 8-game deficit. And they welcome Tampa to the stadium, 4 games, beginning today. Luis Severino, 1 run, 2 hits, and 3 1/3 in that rehab game that he didn't want to be at because it was too early.
Brunch with Sevy.
His next rehab start probably next Tuesday. Mets beat the Reds. Justin Verlander, as good as advertised, in a 2-1 win, 7 innings, 2-hit ball. Pete Alonso homers. He leads baseball in homers. 13 of them. Brandon Nimmo, very, very good so far this year. 3 hits. Cincinnati had been the only team Verlander had never beaten in his career. So you got that going for you. Tomas Nito to the 10-day IL. And Brooks Raley out on rehab. Double-A Binghamton Rumble Ponies is where he begins. Kenley Jansen, 7th closer all-time in baseball history with 400 saves. They all trail Mariano with 652. Dave's Maple Leafs stay alive, 2-1 win over Florida. Leafs still trail 3-1 in the series. Edmonton tied their series with Vegas, 2-2 win. Devils try to stay alive tonight. They trail the Canes 3-1 in that series. And a nice update on Foster Moreau, who you might remember a couple of months ago was diagnosed with Hodgkin lymphoma cancer. All good. Cancer-free, positive results, and expects to play this year.
That's uplifting. Good. It I'm is. Glad you got that story in.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Yankees sweep away the Oakland A's. Are they riding the ship, or did the Yankees just play the Oakland A's?
Can it be a little bit of both?
You can answer however you like.
Could I say that it's the Oakland A's that are helping the Yankees to right the ship?
Okay. But do you think there's carryover from the series you just played, or do you think it's now Tampa tonight and all that goodwill goes right out the window?
I think Tampa's a really good team, but I also think there's something to be said about, I mean, the guys that you rely on most in that lineup actually playing at the level that you expect. which should translate to this series, right? I mean, DJ LeMahieu is hitting. Harrison Bader is red hot.
Yes.
Torres, Judge back in the lineup. I mean, your bullpen has the best ERA in baseball. I mean, I know it's Oakland, but I mean, you've scored 35 runs in the last four games. You got 17 home runs in your last nine.
Big series, though. I mean,
of course.
Huge, huge series. So right now, see, I guess if you're the Yankees, and probably the Rays would too. You take 2-2, right?
Yeah, I think you would sign up for that. I mean, if you're the Yankees, you'd like to chip away at the lead a little
bit. Well, in a perfect world, but is it realistic to think, and maybe it is, that you're going to go out there and beat Tampa 3-4?
Probably not. No, I don't think it's probably not realistic, but I mean, the fact that you have, you know, you got your two studs pitching in this series, I mean, I'm sure that makes you feel better about it. It should, at least.
Of course. Of course. So you're eight games behind. And now all of a sudden Toronto is a half game ahead of you and Boston's a game ahead of you. So you've certainly, as far as like big picture American League, you've righted the ship a little bit. Like you're in fine shape.
Yeah, you're going to be fine. I think they're going to be fine.
I agree with that.
I think I've said this the entire time. Like, let's wait. I mean, let's not get crazy yet. Let's wait till they get everyone back and they're healthy. I mean, the most concern for them right now, I would say probably is Rodon. And if and when he's going to pitch.
I'm at the point now, and I don't know if you feel like this, where I've kind of written him off for the moment.
Yeah, he's kind of been out of sight, out of mind. But I mean, I think we all understand. I mean, how good he can be, and what that would mean for this rotation.
Yeah, but at what point are we talking about? Like, what's the earliest you're going
to
see Rodon?
I don't know. Well, I mean, it's going to take him at least six weeks once he starts throwing to ramp himself up.
He just had shots this week, right?
He's done. Yeah, he's shut down.
He's shut down. So if he starts throwing June 1, you're looking at middle July, best case scenario.
Yeah, 6 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, that's a long time.
It's a long time. You get Severino here back at some point.
Right. He's got another rehab start next
week.
And
then Stanton at some point, and we'll see what it looks like.
Yeah, it'll look better. They'll be fine as far as getting in. I don't know that they'll be fine as far as winning the division. Is that fair?
I think that's fair, yeah.
Yeah. Here's Aaron Boone saying they're ready for this huge four-game set against the Rays.
We talk about it all the time. You know, we emphasize it at different points all the time or check it when it's not there. But, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, it's a long year and you got to make sure you're what I just expect and demand is like that walk in today with an edge, prepare your butt off and go compete your butt off. And we're doing that really well right now, regardless of what result we get. And that's what we got to maintain. And that's the challenge of the long season and making sure we hold each other to that standard and that account.
The only thing you cannot do is get beaten up by Tampa.
Yeah, well, they didn't get beat up by Tampa.
No.
In the last series.
You can't lose 3 out of 4 now.
No. I mean, the having a 6-0 lead with Gerrit Cole on the mound is, I mean, the definition of demoralizing.
You realize you'd be 6 games back right now?
Yeah.
That'd be a big, I mean, you're 6 games out, you win 3 out of 4, you're now 4 games out.
I understand that, but I also understand how hard baseball is. Like, I still, to this day, play baseball, and it's men's league baseball, but still, like, I mean, just playing 162 games every day, the amount of, I mean, wear and tear on your body, more importantly, the amount of wear and tear on your mind to try to get yourself focused for all these games. How hard it is to hit a freaking baseball.
I know, but that's what makes last Sunday even that much more upsetting. Because when it is so hard and a team's about to wave the white flag and you lead them 6-0 and you have Gerrit Cole on the mound and you still lose that game.
Right. I mean, it's a missed opportunity. I can't. I mean, no one can deny that. I mean, we asked RJ, what would you take? Would you take 1-2? And he said, yeah. And the only reason he said that was because Gerrit Cole was pitching the one game.
Right, because you figured, and there's no way that you would have called RJ at 2:30 on Sunday and said, would you take 1-2? And he would have agreed to that.
No, of course not. Of course not, no. I mean, that's a game you think it's a win. You already in your mind have that chalked up as a win.
Yeah, those are painful. Here's Aaron Judge. Can a series like you just had be a springboard?
You know, getting a chance to get contributions from everybody in the lineup and in the rotation, and then going into a big series like this is going to be good for us.
Oh, this is exciting stuff.
You can't undersell how important confidence is in baseball, especially. Like how vital that is.
Yeah, and it feels like once you get going, like you really get going, you know?
Yeah, you can carry that momentum.
Yeah.
I mean, they always talk about hitting being contagious. I mean, it helps when Aaron Judge is giving you three hits, Rizzo's giving you a couple hits, right? Volpe hits a grand slam. Like, I mean, you talk about, I remember we had this conversation, and I was like, well, you're going to get Bader back. And you're like, yeah, well, it's Harrison Bader. The dude's batting, it's been 429?
Awesome. He's been awesome. He's
a great center field.
Not that he's Anthony Volpe, but he has that kind of dynamic where he's athletic, he's a good fielder, he runs the bases well. Yeah, he's been great.
But he's got the energy too, man. Like, that's important. I keep telling you this. That having that guy that shows up in the clubhouse and keeps it light, like you see him, like he's always animated on the field. That's
it's a good player. It's a good piece. You trade a lot to get him. He should be good.
Yeah, you're right.
ESPN New York has your chance to win $25,000 this baseball season in the New York no-hitter sweepstakes. Today's qualifier, Charlie Mungian.
Ooh.
From Hawthorne, New Jersey, who has chosen New York's American League team to throw a no-hitter today. Enter now at ESPNNewYork.com or on the ESPN New York app. Pick a team to throw a no-hitter and you can win $25,000 presented by Mohegan Sun. Casino.com. For full contest rules, go to ESPN New York. .com 1-800-919-3776. Let's get to a couple calls.
Question.
Yeah,
question.
Go ahead.
You taking Yankees calls or are you taking Knicks calls?
What are you looking for?
Well, I was going to ask you a Yankees question, but if you're going to take Knicks calls, I can save the question.
Well, I'll do. I you can ask the question.
Okay, I'm going to ask the question.
We don't have to take calls. Go ahead.
Davey Garcia.
Yes.
Out of the bullpen. Is there anyone, for all the negative things, and this is probably a negative, but I guess I'll shape it as a positive.
All right.
Is there any GM or team that has more failed starting pitchers that turn into really good bullpen arms than the Yankees?
No. That's kind of their face of their franchise now, right?
Right. It's like they have guys that they expect to be starters that doesn't work out, but then up being...
Yeah, you put you in the bullpen and then you find your way.
Important pieces in the bullpen.
It's okay. Maybe Garcia pitches well, and then they move him to back to the starting rotation.
And this guy whose name is spelt like lasagna?
It's Loaizaga.
Right.
That's who he's talking
but
about.
But it's spelt like lasagna.
Kind of.
I like lasagna.
I love lasagna. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I got in trouble with my wife.
Why? Because you ate the lasagna?
No, because she on Sunday, because the boys, because they're babies, have been complaining that she's not making food. She's like, I'm just had surgery. She's like, they're like, well, we're hungry. So she's like, you know what I'll do on Sunday night? I'll make a big lasagna. You guys have it for the week. I said, just to let you know, I'm not going to have any lasagna because I'm starting back up. She's like, eat the lasagna. Like, no, I'm not eating the lasagna. Now she's angry at me because I won't touch the lasagna.
Well, because you're a pain in the ass. Just
eat
the lasagna.
How am I a pain in the ass? I wasn't complaining about the lack of food.
Just eat the lasagna.
I'm not having that kind of carbs.
Well, keep your boys in check then. Tell them to keep them
mouth
right. Shut.
So if anything, I'm a bad dad. But I think
we all knew that.
You're not nice.
Shut up, fatty.
You know what? None of you are nice. 1-800, I'll take calls on whatever I want to next.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
This is really a problem now. This is like the third or fourth story we've had of this, Rick. The headline on ESPN, Colorado Rapids suspend Max Alves, I don't know, amid gambling investigation. All right, the Rapids suspend winger Max Alves on Wednesday in connection with alleged unlawful sports gambling, a source with knowledge of the situation told ESPN. The Rapids released a statement announcing a player had been suspended but did not identify him at the time. Quote, we are aware of the reports regarding a Rapids player in connection with unlawful sports gambling. We take matters of this nature very seriously and seek at all times to protect the integrity of the game. I say this to you every single time we discuss it. What did they expect? Not the MLS specifically, sports in general. When you open it up and you make gambling something that everyone can pretty much get themselves involved with on the click of a phone, what did you expect to have happen?
This is the risk that you were going to run. And I think, I mean, part of this too is, like the fact that Calvin Ridley did it, I mean, it should have been, and he got suspended. I mean, that wasn't enough because you got more NFL players that have done it.
Right.
I think the hope was that they make so much money that this won't be an issue. They go, what's to be gained? If the penalty is harsh enough, what's to be gained if you're making millions and millions of dollars? Not everyone's making millions and millions of dollars. Yeah, I mean, I think I was always of the mindset stuff like this would eventually happen with it. as much as you try for it not to happen. I mean, how could it not?
So now we have, what, the Alabama baseball coach, right?
Yep.
Now we have this this player with the Colorado Rapids. We have Jameson, was it Williams? Is that
Williams.
His name? Yeah.
Yep.
With the Lions. Calvin Ridley. And I'm telling you, this is only going to be the tip of the iceberg. They've made gambling so normal and so accessible and so easy to do, I almost think it's hypocritical to now come down on these guys for getting involved.
No, you have to. You have to come down on them because, I mean, they jeopardize these relationships that are bringing in millions and millions of dollars to these sports leagues. I mean, all they have, the integrity of the sport is what they're selling, is that everyone that's betting on these games thinks everything is on the up and up.
I get it, but and how far are we also from, you know, from finding like three cousins over, go make a big bet, right?
Well, you already had two. I mean, this is a part of the stories too, is that, you know, in Brazil, 16 people, including 7 professional soccer players, were charged with match fixing. Fixing matches.
Now we're not at that point yet, right? Right now it's guys that are not supposed to be gambling on things that are apparently gambling on things. Once you start to get involved with match fixing and point shaving and that kind of stuff, now you'll take it to a completely different level.
Right. But this is, I mean, you got to understand how vital the integrity of these sports are for these relationships.
I get it, but it's a very slippery slope.
Yeah, dude, slippery slope. Forget just the sports, just in general, man. Like, I see, like, I mean, the teenage kids.
Well, it's constant. All of Ben's friends, they gamble. Right, and not only that, their parents set them up.
I'm not. First of all, I don't like losing money, so I'm not the kind of person that this really appeals to, but, like, the fact that kids are already at this, I mean, that teenagers are doing it, kind of freaks me out.
Now, teenagers have always done it, but it used to be much harder to do, right?
Yeah, well, they're always doing, I mean, there's teenagers going out and getting beer and everything else, but, I mean, if it's just sitting there, and you can just go walk over and get
exactly
it.
Exactly that. If you have to, you know, jump through hoops to get beer, it's one thing. If you walk into a party and there's beer sitting there, it's another thing.
Right. And it's just, now it's just sitting there.
Well, I'm sure we'll talk about it next week, because I'm sure there'll be another story next week where somebody gets caught or suspended or red-handed or something, because it's not going away.
Yeah, I just always found like it was more enjoyable just to play cards with the guys as opposed to the gambling on sports. But
yeah, well, people love the sports gambling, and they've made it so easy to do, and now it's become, not surprisingly at all, an issue already. All right, 1-800-919-3776. Let's rattle off some of these Knicks calls. Let's go to Stephen Flushing. Good morning, Steve. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Rick, Dave, how you guys doing?
Good. What's going on, buddy?
Quick question. The Knicks are just really frustrating. I mean, this series should be over, or should be 3-2 Knicks, my opinion, at this point, and I have three main issues. Can I rattle them off to you?
Yeah,
and
but
give
let me
your
just,
opinion on
yeah,
that?
Yes, absolutely. But let me just throw this out there. Outside of game one, where they had a real chance to win, what do you look at and say the Knicks should be leading the series?
Well, first of all, if your coach can just make in-game adjustments like a good coach can, they should have won game three. They were within striking distance, 6 points the whole game.
Game
and
three, they were destroyed.
I'm sorry, game four. No, game four. Game three was horrible. You're right. Game four is what I meant to say. I apologize for that. Game four, they opened it up a little. There was a little more motion than there was in game three, which was horrendous. But, you know, they didn't do enough. Like when you see a team adjust to what you're doing in game, you got to readjust. Like, it's a chess match out there. And I didn't see that. And let me give you a prime example of that. Like, 6 possessions I counted in game four specifically. I even counted 3 or 4 in this last game yesterday. Jalen Brunson's bringing the ball up the court. As soon as he brings the ball up the court, 4 guys just spread out and watch him and stand still. And he's going one-on-one. Every time the Knicks players penetrate into the paint, whether it's him, RJ, Julius Randle, there's 3 guys, 4 guys always converging on the Knicks, okay, in the paint. They've been doing that since the second half of game one, the Heat have, defensively. And I don't know, he hit maybe 1 shot in his last, like, 10 or 12 doing that. Like, pass the ball, dude. You're a point guard. Like, you know what I mean? Someone's got to cut to the hole when you got 4 guys coming on your point guard. You do that, that opens up everything. And then Miami's got to readjust again and go, okay, now we got to use single coverage because we know you're going to actually dish the ball to someone. Another thing they can do, high pick and roll with Mitch Robinson. You saw it a couple of times, but just keep lobbing it up alley-oops. The Knicks used to do these alley-oop plays to Mitch Robinson.
They're not open now, though, Steve. It's not so easy.
See, that would be the perfect time that he would start to, and there it is, start to play the music, and we would slowly walk Steve off the stage.
Wow, we debuted it that quick. I didn't expect it that quick.
Yeah, with a beautiful woman, of course.
Well done.
Yeah. I like that. I think we start to do that. Once you go to the point where you're now like just regurgitating like boringness, now he's very...
Yeah, but he was, I give him credit though, he was actually pointing to two examples that he had though, as opposed to just saying you have to make adjustments.
The points were not bad, it was very long-winded though.
We can understand though, we can understand, right, that there are different levels to, name it, to the players. There's different levels of point guards, quarterbacks, goalies. There's also different levels to coaches. Right? Maybe Eric Spoelstra is just...
I think so.
I mean, you think that he's maybe the best coach in the NBA.
I wouldn't argue that point.
Okay, so maybe he's just a touch better than Tibbs. That'd make Tibbs a bad coach.
No, not at all. I think Tibbs is a good coach.
Everyone thought that... I don't know that everyone, because he was close to being fired, but the guy did win a championship. But Coach Bud in Milwaukee was exposed by Spo. That guy won a championship.
Eric Spoelstra's really, really good. Wilson in New York City. Good morning, Wilson.
How you doing, sir? Good morning to all of you. How you doing?
What's going on, bud? How are you?
Listen, now I'm a diehard Knicks fan, and this is what I want to do. Y'all give me a date. If they win number 6 game on Friday, I will run butt naked where your studio's at, up and down doing 10 jumping jacks. And I'm the guy that told you that I broke my TV. You remember when I broke my TV? And I don't regret it. But if they win Friday, I will run up the street butt naked in front of your studio doing 10 jumping jacks.
All right.
Let's go, Knicks.
Let's go, Knicks.
Let's go.
Let's go. Nudity, jumping jacks, always a great combination. Chris, Cape May. Good morning, Chris. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Just real quick on the Knicks. My intelligent review of yesterday's game, they made shots. It makes life a lot easier when you make shots. They were 13 for 31 from three, I think. And that's by far, I think, the best they've had, you know, in this series. So I feel good about what's going on. I think they might have turned a little bit of a corner yesterday, and they got a very good chance of winning that game on Friday. I also had a Sunday wedding story for you, Dave.
All right.
A very intimate one. My daughter was married on a Sunday wedding. We had her wedding in Florham Park, New Jersey. And the venue was awesome. They set up a man cave for us in the basement. It's always there. It was gorgeous. There was a 90-inch big screen TV, cigar rooms. They fed us from 11 o'clock until the service started at 4. I even remember the Giants played the Eagles that day.
Who won?
The Eagles. It was the year they won the Super Bowl. It was December 17th. So that was actually perfect for me being a Cowboy fan, because I can't lose when the Giants play the Eagles.
I can't continue this. I didn't realize it was going to get to the depths that it did.
Hey, RJ, how quickly can we turn that sounder on? Quick?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
That was terrible. All right, Raymond, let's go.
Today's three stars. Number three.
I know, we're just going to celebrate it one more time. I know you enjoyed this one, Dave, so... Knicks keep the series going. We'll see you Friday night for Game 6. And I was telling everyone at Madison Square Garden as I was leaving, I'll see you Monday.
Nice.
Number two.
You believe that?
I do believe that.
Nah, oh, I hope
I
you're
do
right.
believe that. I'm putting right. Even if I didn't believe it, I'm putting the energy out into the universe. I will see you all on Monday. Anyway, Dave, quite a day for you. You're bringing the fruit again. You're bringing all these carbs and donuts and coffee rolls, trying to get us all fat.
Oh, my
God. You did this.
You know, Jalen.
The fans have been great. They treated me well all season.
Sorry. That was me. I apologize.
Not so easy when buttons are accidentally pressed. I get it.
I like lasagna.
Yeah, me too.
Number one.
Nikki, congratulations on your pending nuptials.
Because I don't get a $1 million check from a team I don't play for.
That's a little mean. Also,
she deserved a star for that, though. That was well done.
Probably the heaviest shot ever taken on the show. Never. One more thing.
Can't lose when the Giants play the Eagles.
I can't continue this. Very nice. Very nice. It's Rule 76.
No excuses playing a champion. It's DPH or Rothenberg and
the New York Knicks
on 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, boy!
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.